Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to welcome today Tina Stevens, General Manager, and Rob Dyke, Board Chair of Valley Heartland CFDC. Tina, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
And Rob, good to have you back here, sir.
My pleasure.
We've got a lot to cover today, so let's get right into it. I first thought, Tina, that we should remind people about your organization, what it is and what you do.
Sure, Bob, that sounds good. Valley Heartland supports businesses in Lanark County and North Leeds. We provide access to capital. We provide business counseling. We also provide strategic planning and community economic development, all with the goal of job creation and growing our local economy.
And how do you
provide small business?
Yeah, excellent. And for small business, for sure. How do you provide these supports? I know it's you've got different loans. We'll talk about one in a moment. But you mentioned, too, adding other supports in the mix as well for them. You really want to be sort of that one-stop shop, don't you?
Yeah, that's it, right? From starting a business to expanding a business that's been around for decades, right? So we provide from start to finish free services, complimentary. We're federally funded by Fed of Ontario, and we provide access to mentors, and we provide business counseling support. We also are fully equipped with a digital media lab here at our facility and a large training space with a digital media wall and all the latest technology that we offer for businesses to use.
That's incredible. What a resource, you know, like especially for the small businesses who, you know, may see those things like on TV and think, wow, I could never be able to use one of those in working to improve my business. But here you are offering it.
Well, that's it. We also with the COVID pandemic and the shift, right? And everybody had to pivot so quickly to a digital world, not being equipped with, you know, the video, the audio, the camera equipment to get those professional photos of your products online, to have an online presence and online sales. So we quickly adapted as well. And we got all of that stuff set up here for entrepreneurs to come in and use at our facility.
Fantastic. And Rob, what's the role of the board in all of this?
The board helps facilitate the loans program and the program delivery. And they are a policy board, so they're more the decision makers. On a monthly basis, the board would look at and vet applications for loans. And I kind of like to compare it to Dragon's Den without the cameras.
Hey, that's pretty cool. And there are some vacancies. We're going to talk about that in a moment as well on the board. So let's get into it a little bit. You wanted to talk about one program that is underway right now. Tina, I turn it over to you.
Sure. We were wanting to talk today about a couple new loan programs we're launching, but just as a friendly reminder, we offer just regular term loans from our community loan fund. So since the inception of our loan fund, we've lent out, I want to say somewhere around $32 million to local businesses in our catchment area. So our community loan fund, it recently we increased our lending capacity there to $300,000. And we can amortize those loans over a specific period with like blended principal and interest payments. We have a lot more flexibility than a typical bank would. So if you're a seasonal business, we can offer seasonal payments. If you're a startup business, we can offer no payments and no interest for a period of time until your business gets going. We also do microloans. So we try to do in-house microloans in a turnaround time of 5 business days, up to $15,000, because emergencies happen or you know incredible deals happen and businesses just need that access really quickly to cash. So we have our standard loan products, but we're just going to launch a couple of new ones just because of some of the industry increases in industry activity that we've seen across Lanark County and North Leeds. So field to fork financing is something we're going to start offering. So local food, farmers markets, food related businesses, just because they do play a pretty vital role in our economy, our rural economy. So we're going to offer 3 levels of that loan program called seed funding, grow funding, and harvest funding. And they're incrementally increased, the lending amounts, and they're structured to, well, the seed funding, right? Structured for a startup. It's prime plus 2.5%. It's going to be a fixed rate, a term of 3 years. There's no app fees. There's no admin fees. And there's no penalty if a business wants to pay up that loan early. So that's, you know what I mean? That's a bonus in itself. And that could be up to $15,000. And then from there, if the business is being successful and they want to pursue it further, we'll look at grow funding, which would be up to $30,000 with the same favorable terms. And then the third stage of that would be harvest funding. And that would be like $30,000 to $60,000, still fixed and still flexible. And just to see the businesses in this industry from start to finish. A lot of entrepreneurs started a lot of businesses over the pandemic just because they were hobbies and things that they'd enjoyed doing while they were home. And a lot of them were seeing come into our office wanting to actually legitimately start up their business and get rolling with it. So it's always been a huge presence in our catchment area in food and agriculture.
Rob, why head in this direction? Was it community demand?
Yeah, I guess we wanted to support some of the areas in our economy, our local economy, that needed assistance. And we take feedback from clients as they come to us. So over the years, we've learned what is in demand in our economy, and we've tried to support that.
It's incredible. The number that jumped out at me there, and I jotted it down, $32 million in loans to local businesses in Lanark and North Leeds. That's just incredible. Over how many years is that?
30.
And maybe you could tell us, you know, what is different, because people who are in the position where they need to borrow money, obviously most of them think of a bank first. Why should they be thinking about you?
So we do, we take a little bit more risk than a bank would, especially recently. But it's called the Community Loan Fund because it's grown by the local business community, right? The money circulates, the payments circulate back into this loan fund, and they're sent out again to new businesses. And we just kind of create an environment where you don't just have to check off a box to qualify for our lending. And we offer support, like I said, right from start to finish. So, you know, if a bank typically won't fund a startup, there's too much risk involved. So we're here to help those entrepreneurs that can't get financing from the bank typically, or sometimes the bank wants to see that the business has some skin in the game themselves, that they have some money to put into, you know, their project. So we can provide that support and partner with local banks to do that. So it really is just a different atmosphere than a bank. It's way flexible, much more flexible terms, sorry. And not to be competitive with banks, to work alongside of them when we have to, but to help the people who typically wouldn't get financing through traditional means.
Rob, your organization believes in the community and the people that make it up. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, definitely. And our board of directors is a good example of that. They come from varied backgrounds in our community, and they represent our community, and they're great ambassadors to be out and speaking about our programs. And they're part of our, if you would call it, sales team to sell our programs to business owners and to the community.
And we're going to give some contact information towards the end of the show, as any business who would like to find out more information and perhaps try to get a loan through Valley Heartland. Of course, we'll do that. But Rob, you brought up the board. You're looking to fill some vacancies. You have some empty chairs around that table. How many people are you looking for?
Ideally, we're looking for two good candidates that are willing to work with our board. The time commitment would be approximately one morning per month, and a bit of sort of self-study and prep time before those meetings. And we do look for coverage throughout the geographical area that we serve. And we look for board members from varied backgrounds and that represent the diversity in our community.
What kind of qualifications should someone have if they're considering this?
We look for varied backgrounds again. So we have some people maybe with an accounting and legal background, some with a background in public service, and everything in between. So I don't think there's a specific thing, experience and a willingness to learn and to work with our team.
Very interesting. And you called it earlier Dragon's Den without the without the cameras. I love that. Tell us about, you know, the process and what kind of discussions you have that make it not only, you know, rewarding to be helping these businesses out, but also a pretty interesting process to go through on your own part.
The vetting of applications is done primarily by our team, and they present the applications to the board for decision making. So we get an opportunity to ask questions and to have discussions among the board members. And I find that that's really where the magic happens, is the experience and the board questions sort of lead us down a path to get enough evidence to make a good loan decision for business.
What types of things really stand out for you? Like if there are businesses listening who are trying to, who are considering this, what type of things are you looking for as a board that might help you move in the approval direction?
We're here to support good businesses. So we want to see your business plan, and we want to see some financial projections, and we want to see evidence that it's a well thought out idea. Where the banks typically aren't able to help small business, that's our role. We're willing to take more risk to help these people that are willing to take their own risk to create jobs and prosperity in our communities.
I'm guessing you want to see a business owner come to you who has already anticipated many of the questions, has done a lot of work, and is presenting a sound proposal.
Yes, but our team is very adept at the coaching aspect of their job. So people are usually maybe intimidated by the banks and the process, and we've got a great team that will help clients work through that. And we even have resources that we can access to help them write their business plan.
How many applications are you looking at, Tina? Is it something that are you overwhelmed by an influx, or is it, just a sort of steady flow that comes in?
It's a steady flow. I mean, over the COVID pandemic, there was quite an increase. We probably had lent more in that year and a half than we did in the last three combined years. And now we're back to our steady flow.
And that's good, because that is something, Rob, as you said, you convene like maybe once a month in the morning, and you have enough time to go through the applicants and the people who've made it to the board approval stage.
That's correct. And we would deal with anywhere from, 2 to 6 applications a month. And there's a fairly in-depth conversation that takes place amongst the board and staff to review the evidence and to make a good decision.
So how would somebody go about, first off, applying to become a member of the board? They've heard this, they thought, wow, this sounds pretty interesting. And I certainly think that, my experience lends itself to this, this endeavor. So how do they go about beginning that process?
We have a great website, Bally Heartland. If you search it, there's a tab on board recruitment, and it's got some good information on what's expected and the type of work that we do as a board. And there's a button to click to do the application online. There will be a vetting process and an interview, and you'll get to meet with Tina and myself and a couple other board members and have a conversation. And it's a great group of people, and I would welcome anybody to apply. I think they would enjoy it very much.
Tina, two more things for you. Number one, how do people apply for a loan with your organization?
Yeah, on our website, like Rob mentioned, from the homepage, there's a tab at the top called Loans, and there's all sorts of valuable resources there and contact information for our office, our loans officer, myself. We also provide templates for cash flow, business plans, all those types of things. Something I just wanted to mention and go back to is a lot of the feedback we get from businesses after they've applied and after we've presented their application to our board, a lot of the good feedback that we hear from them is how valuable they found it when we say, well, one of our board members mentioned this or suggested this, or have you thought about this? Just because we have such a diverse group around the table, all not just reviewing it for approval, but saying, this would probably help them succeed. Or, they're going in this direction, but have they thought about going in this direction? And so that kind of starts a dialogue where we're offering, 10, 12 different professionals their process and their review and their ideas that we can take back to the clients and share with them. So there's that value added.
Fantastic. Now, my last thing that I wanted to ask you is if someone is listening and they think that this might be right for you or for them, rather, can they contact you? Because you say that you like to provide information and help to businesses. Can they contact you to help with the application process to ensure that they're filing, you know, putting their best foot forward?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll walk them through it. And we go over it quite in depth with the clients before their application is submitted to our board. And we fine tune it with them as long as we have to. It can take, you know, they could be great. They could have a perfect application, or it could take, you know, several meetings to get it right and just get them thinking in the right direction for it. We don't just have to be a loan applicant, though. If somebody's just starting a business and they have the financing that they need, they just want somebody to review their financials or their marketing plan or their communication plan, you know, we can do all of that. They don't have to necessarily be applying just for a loan.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time to speak with me today. I always enjoy my conversations with Valley Heartland. The website, valleycfdc.com. We're going to share a link to that with this interview when it goes up on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. Rob, Tina, thanks again for joining us today on In Focus.
Thanks, Bob. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Been a pleasure. Thanks.
My name is Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening today. We will talk to you tomorrow.